Good morning and welcome back. Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment live from Waxing the City for a Santa stop.
Come by, bring donations for families, for kids, for older kids. We've got tons of great ideas at our website at mytalk1071.com for things to bring to these families and kids of the Ronald McDonald House of the Upper Midwest. We're collecting those donations and we're going to fill them up in a sleigh and send them to those families so they can have an awesome holiday.
Absolutely.
And Waxing the City is awesome. We are here and we're going to get waxed between 11:30 and 12. They've blocked off that whole portion of time for us.
Awesome.
All of us three.
Yes.
Donna, myself, and Jake, our engineer. We're all going to get waxed live on the air.
We have kind of little jobs. Yours might take a little more time.
Hilarious. I have had a mustache wax a few times.
Can you see
too.
Any hairs?
No.
You can't?
Not really, no. No.
Maybe
you can't see any?
No.
I think it's the light. Well,
no, the light cannot be any brighter in here.
I'm going to have whatever's left removed.
Just do your whole face.
With a strong wax. I do my face. They just take off my whole eyebrows. And I go to the Christmas party with no eyebrows.
Totally. Oh, my God. We do have calls coming in because we had brought up some stats about people's viewing habits on Netflix.
Okay. Can I also just say really quickly that I have to take back what I said a few minutes ago because Kesha and Macklemore are not coming to Minnesota. Which is a bummer. How can they stiff us like that when they talk about first half?
That's a really good question.
In that song.
You're right. That's a great question.
I can't believe that. So we're at least not listed as a stop at this point. So you'll have to go somewhere else to see them. But take back what I said. Yeah, they're not coming here on their tour. Okay. So Donna, back to the movies.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you a few things. Yeah.
We do have people on the phone. I've been hanging on for a long time.
Let's listen.
Okay. We got Christine.
Donna,
just babble.
Yeah, okay, let's go to the phones.
Christine's on the horn.
Oh, hi, Christine.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. We're great. We're a little silly today.
Okay, so we literally just got done watching Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh.
And it was just on, and we watch it pretty much every time it comes on TV.
Not with your kids, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, isn't there like a nude scene, a male nude scene in
yes.
that?
Yes. That is such a good movie. That is one that never gets old.
Yeah, and at the end they do Nothing Compares to You like in a Hawaiian language. It's really cool.
Oh, I
when they run the credits
that.
At the end.
Cool. Okay, so that's the one movie you rewatch a lot.
Yeah, with the kid probably What About Bob and Jaws.
Oh. Wow.
Horror movie, but
and Jaws too.
If they can handle it, that's awesome. Thank you so much for the call. We're talking about movies that you rewatch.
Yes, you know what? When I rewatch a lot is Almost Famous.
So good,
best movie.
I wonder what it is about certain movies that they don't get old. I mean, they don't. You know,
what's the formula?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Because Devil Wears Prada
stands the test of time.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Almost Famous. I mean, if it's a really, really good movie, it never gets old. But it's also just if it's like fun and visually entertaining.
Has
and
great
it
quotes.
Moves quickly.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, Forgetting Sarah Marshall is like that too. It is so funny. And I highly respect any movie that has full male nudity.
As
Thank
do
you.
I. Okay. Ryan, do we have anyone else on the line?
No, they hung up. They said they're going to come watch you get waxed. So, and they're going to tell you in person what movie they watched. So get ready for that.
Ooh, I love it. We are at the St. Paul location of Waxing the City. Come get a wax yourself, drop off a donation, and we're going to get waxed between 11:30 and 12. Donna, a couple other weird Netflix little stats. One person watched Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl every day for a whole year. That's also their studio. It's their studio.
Netflix?
No, it has to be the studio who made Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh,
or
you're
Johnny,
saying...
Or Johnny Depp.
But I don't know that Netflix, it matters. That's a subscription service, right? I mean, how...
Oh, you're right. It doesn't matter.
Because they don't even release ratings.
Well, I'm sure Netflix is... Netflix still has the stats.
Sure.
So it would still matter, even if it doesn't matter on the subscribers.
That is kind of fascinating.
Like, there's something hinky there.
Yeah, because you know it...
That's not just... Even though it sounds funny, and I like the idea of John just sitting in his basement every day and going, huh... Wonder what I'm going to watch today. Yeah, I think I'll watch Curse of the Black Pearl.
I think I'll watch, let me see, Me again.
more me.
Wait, oh, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, is that who you meant?
Well, I was just thinking of like
John
chilling in the basement, you know, probably in a pair
I thought you meant Johnny
Depp. Probably in a pair of gray champion sweats with a white, you know, white shirt that's
kind of yellowing.
Sheer. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
All right. Cool.
Onward we go. We got to talk about love. Is it dead or alive?
Yeah. We've got a couple couples to update you on. Kim Johnson and Robert Herjavec, the love story from none other than Dancing with the Stars.
Wow. This
are
is intense.
Expecting a baby. I am so happy for them. They met on Dancing with the Stars. Robert Herjavec was Kim Johnson. She's the pro. He was her celebrity partner. He's from Shark Tank. They started dating on the show. They got married afterwards, and now they're expecting. She's 41.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I was wondering about that because I'm like, aren't they older? Because she has like that mature face where no, like a Diane Lane, you know, like she looks older, not because she looks bad. She just looks mature.
You think even when she was young, she looked older?
Yes, very much so. Like
oh,
when she
really?
Was like 30, I was like, she looks just like she knows a lot.
I feel like you're trying to make a compliment. Like when I try to compliment you and say you look really good. And
for your age.
It doesn't really go very well.
You know what the worst is,
but I think you look great. It's not for your age. You just look great. Other people your age, like, mostly, I don't know.
I was just talking to a friend about this. Just a really quick side note. This is really funny. Like, I was telling her, I go, you know what the worst is? Is like when you're like, so this really nice elderly woman I was talking to in the store, and then you find out she's 10 years younger than you are.
And
you're like,
yeah.
And you're like, I'm talking to this elderly woman.
Man.
And it's like, oh, so she's elderly. What am I? Okay. But anyway, these two are adorable.
Yeah,
They're really
are.
Cute. I'm happy for him. I wonder how his kids feel about this because
he's got three kids from the previous marriage.
Well, and I know when the marriage broke up before he started doing Dancing with the Stars or right about the same time, kids were, he kind of estranged.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he went on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, I guess you're right. I was going to say his marriage broke down in 2014.
Right. Well, that was about the time he met her, too.
He got married in 2016.
And the season he was on with her was a couple years ago, so that was very shortly.
In September of 2015, they confirmed they were together. If his marriage broke down in 2014, it wouldn't have overlapped with that because they were on the show in 2015.
Right.
Although I'm sure it helped it along the way.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I don't know what the situation with the kids is, but, yeah, he was married for a long time. He was married for 24 years. And he has three kids with another woman, but, I don't know.
All the best to those kids.
Yeah.
All
we
right.
wish them the best.
We got to go, but real quick, Joe Alwyn. This is Justin, I guess, Joe Alwyn.
I have something I've been wanting to tell everyone, and it's that Joe Alwyn, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, is very, very tall. Who
Thanks,
knew?
Mark.
Okay, that's all I had to say.
Okay, thank you.
It's just very tall. I linked up the photo yesterday on our show links, actually, so make sure to go and check it out. I had it up on the show all day yesterday.
Look up his height.
Ready to tell you at any moment how tall he was.
Do you know how tall he is?
Very tall. Very much so.
And Thanks, also, Mar, that's just
and also very elderly.
Thank you for that riveting information. Yes. When we come back live from Waxing the City in Highland Park here in St. Paul, we're going to play a couple of songs that are...
Oh, get ready.
You're going to want to hear these for
this
sure.
This is the best thing that we've been saving all day.
Oh.
I can't wait to play this awful, awful song for you.
Also, Josh Ohm, who kicked the woman in the face who had a camera.
Yep.
His apology actually moved me to tears. We'll get to that coming up too. Next on My Talk 107.1.
Good
morning and welcome back. You're listening to Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We're live at Waxing the City. It's a Santa stop here in Highland Park.
Yes, we are so excited to be collecting donations for the kids and families of the Ronald McDonald House of the Upper Midwest. So we've got tons of ideas at our website at mytalk1071.com for what to get. Maybe, you know, young kids, babies, etc. But
teenagers,
also, don't forget about the teenagers and the young adults. And actually, Waxing the City and all of their locations, nine locations around the Twin Cities, are donation stops for the whole Santa project that we have going on at mytalk1071.com. So even when we're not here broadcasting, you can bring in a donation.
And even if you can't make it out to St. Paul, you can go to any of their locations and drop off if you can't make it out here today. Yeah. So,
but if you can make it out here today, either until noon this morning while we're here broadcasting, I'm actually going to be here tonight as well from 6 to 8.
6 to 8.
We'll hang out. If you want to get a wax, make an appointment, and you can check out their products, and we'll hang out and have a glass of wine, and it'll be really fun, and you can see the studio.
Mar, you got to lead with the wine.
Yeah, the wine. Wine will be there. There will be wine.
Come out for a glass of wine and a wax.
Yes, wine and wax.
Ooh, it's, oh, I like that.
Oh, it's like a moon, like wax and wane almost, but wine. Right?
And that's wine without the H.
Wining and waxing. That'll be us tonight, 6 to 8 at the St. Paul location for Waxing the City.
Okay, we got a little bit of time here to talk music. Something that caught Marley's attention this morning was a song by country artist Chris Jansen, who has a very nice voice. It's popular with the ladies.
Really?
Especially the ones who had too much wine.
Okay. I saw this song out, and I knew I needed to listen to this immediately. But this song that he has, it's called "Drunk Girl," and he's trying. Just play it.
Let's
sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter. Your number by her phone. Pick up her life. She threw on the floor. Leave the hall. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home.
Okay. Is there any redeeming qualities to this? Like, did he say between
the redeeming quality is the notion that he's trying to say you do the right thing when you have a friend who gets too drunk.
Right.
But that is the worst song.
You can't be so literal.
Ever heard?
And we give it how many Garys?
Hey,
this many.
Zero.
Zero Garys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You just can't be that literal. Come on.
And you can't call a song "Drunk Girl" and put it to a beautiful melody.
No. You can't have the words "drunk girl" in there and have that be your main words.
Okay.
She is drunk. She can't drive. She's got a BAC of probably over 5. Not okay. He sat down and just went, "Drunk girl."
I don't even know if he wrote it.
He's like, he heard someone say "drunk girl" somewhere and he went, "That's a song title right there.
Bro."
You know?
We got something here.
Like, I think when you hear a good song title, you go, "Ooh, that's a song title."
Okay, we could do something with that. Yeah.
Yeah. "Drunk girl?" No.
Stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I want to do a follow-up real quick. We had the story about Josh Holm, who is the lead singer of some weird band.
Yeah.
And he was on stage recently in California, walked over while he was performing, kicked a camera that was in this woman taking photographs at the time. And so the camera hit her face. She ends up in the hospital and he put a video together to apologize to this woman.
"Last night at a Queens of the Stone Age performance, I kicked the camera of a photographer. That camera hit the photographer in the face and the photographer's name was Chelsea Lorne. I'd just like to apologize to Chelsea Lorne. I don't have any excuse or reason to justify what I did. I was a total d- and I'm truly sorry, and I hope you're okay. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, and last night was definitely one of them, and I apologize for that. I want to be a good man, but I think last night I definitely failed at that. That means I failed my family and my friends as well. I don't want them to ever be ashamed or embarrassed about being around me or knowing me. And so I apologize also to my bandmates and my mom and my dad, my wife, my brother, and my kids. Chelsea Lorne, I hope you're okay. And I'm truly sorry."
And then he goes on to say, you know, you have to do what you have to do, but mm-hmm. I want you to know that, you know, I'm sincere in my apology. Your thoughts?
Did he say anything also about cutting his forehead open in the show?
No, he did
and
say, I need to
telling
do-
everyone that they needed that it, that it, they were going to have a night they'll never forget and that everyone should take their pants off.
He did say, I need to do some evaluating,
yes.
Meaning I think what he's doing is addressing the fact that he has a problem, and this was a symptom of that problem.
Okay, all right. Then I get it if it kind of all falls under that, but it kind of seemed like the one part where I kicked the woman in the face, and he also doesn't say that. He's saying, he repeatedly says, I kicked the camera. No, you kicked a woman in the face. He kicked her face.
Yeah.
He's still not saying that.
I accept his apology on her behalf.
All right.
I thought it was pretty good, and he should still pay for her medical bills.
Definitely.
All right. Steve Patterson is coming in next. Speaking of old men, we'll tell you, something that happened that...
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Steve.
What's going on, ladies? What?
This is so weird.
Give me an update.
This is so weird.
On the status of your bodies?
And like,
are you waxing currently? You're at Waxing the City. Are you getting anything waxed?
We are going to get things waxed. We are not currently in the middle of a wax, but I'm going to wax my mustache. Donna's going to wax her nose hairs.
Inside
nose hairs.
Yeah.
And Jake's going to get his eyebrows waxed.
Who's Jake?
I knew you were going to say that.
He's our engineer. Say hi, Jake.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Jake. Do I know Jake?
You know him if you see him.
I know him if I saw him.
Jake, in the hallway?
Yeah, in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can make a point of saying hi at the Christmas party.
Yeah, yeah. Come
we'll
up
introduce
to me
you.
And say, hey.
You'll know him. Jake. You'll know him by his brows.
Wow, yeah.
Because they'll be brows that wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My brows are out of control right now.
Get over here, Steve.
I know. Listen, I came from a meeting, Marley. There's stuff happening here. I mean, when you girls take the party on the road, we think that's great, but we still function here as a business.
What kind of meeting?
Barely.
When you say meeting, that could mean he's sitting in the, you know, in the lunchroom talking to
the guys
cooking his sandwich.
Whoever comes in, what up?
Yeah.
How's your
yeah.
day? Bada boom.
Steve Business at work is just calling down repeatedly to the cafeteria and asking if they can make him an omelet.
Incidentally, it's frowned upon. They actually told me two times ago that I called, they said, yeah, you can't call during the rush hour of breakfast. And I thought, well, I'll take my business elsewhere. And I did not. I took it right there.
Steve, that's the kind of cardinal rule in the restaurants. You can't call during the busy time.
Yeah, well, then you need to send me directly to an answering service.
You know what you need to do? You need to go, I'm TV.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm not
Steve
radio.
Patterson.
Here we go again with the incredible misnomer of what reality is like for me working on television for an hour a day.
Steve.
You guys think, what do you think, my chopper dropped me off this morning? No, it was my limo.
Oh, man. Okay. No, you drove. And the reason we know this is because we had a conversation yesterday. We have firsthand proof that you
are a terrible driver.
Drive like an old man.
Okay. Is Amy Daniels in there right now?
No.
I told her to come in there, but who knows? She's got a lot of business to take care of.
She and I had a brief conversation about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Which is that... Our boss here, I didn't know, she was following me into work, presumably from the time I woke up, which I'm looking into it. But then, I guess at one point, well, a couple things. A, I don't like to drive that fast. I like to set my cruise control, if I set it, anywhere between 3 to 5 miles over the posted speed limit. And guess how many tickets I've had? One in my life. Only one. I feel like that's a pretty good rate at 12 years of driving.
Yeah, but guess how many crashes
not
he caused behind him?
Our boss. She comes yesterday. She goes, I drove behind Steve the whole way here.
From Bloomington.
Guess who keeps his blinker on the whole time, forgets to turn it off, and also drives exactly the speed limit, driving so slow.
She said if the speed limit was 55, you were maybe doing 54.
Yeah, 53 or 54.
Gosh, I feel like I'm talking to my wife right now. She looks at me, my wife, with such disdain in the car. Like, you dum-dum, do you know how slowly you're driving right now? Do you get it? Sometimes I'll just ease off the gas pedal and sue me for taking in the experience on maybe 212, 62, 35W North, or 94 East.
This also happens to be us finding this out on the 1 week when Steve has missed two of our broadcasts. So I'm not sure about the traffic anymore. I think you're just out there hanging out, driving 40 miles an hour on the way.
Last Tuesday, there wasn't even snow. I was just, I parked.
You're just taking the scenic route.
I put my hazards on and then I just drink it in. I have a little hot cocoa, a thermos with me in the car. I do keep my blinker on. You know, I talk a lot about the wonderful Mitsubishi Outlander, but it's... Listen, they have all sorts of features on it. One feature that it does not have is the, hey, you idiot, your blinker's been on for 4 minutes. Because frankly, they expect more. Yeah, but they, no, Donna, we're skewing too old here. They expect more out of licensed drivers.
Hey, speak for yourself. I'm just saying,
Yeah, I mean, Donna's, she's younger than you, Steve.
No, she is the assist to get into the car. It's the only thing that slows her down. Hey, guys, can I tell you a little bit of information that I heard about my buddy Regis Philbin?
Yes.
So, of course, Kelly and Ryan. Boy, how long have they been together now? It's been about 6 months, about half a year, roundabout.
Wait, what?
Kelly
Ripa
and Ryan Seacrest on
Regis.
The... No,
okay,
no, no. Anywho, Kelly Ripa opening up about her time with Regis. So right now, let me set the scene. She and Ryan Seacrest are chatting. They text each other at night. They're liking each other's Instagram posts, so on and so forth. In an interview with the New York Times, Kelly Ripa opened up a little bit about her relationship with Regis. And she said, quote, Regis had a mandate. Absolutely no talking off camera.
Huh.
He had almost a superstition about it. You save it for the show. I'd be like, good morning. And he'd say, save it for the air. So maybe not quite a friendly relationship. Now, two very different ways to go about it. Seacrest and her, they seem to be chatty and they're always, you know, looking into each other's social media windows as to what are you doing at night. And Regis, totally different. I prefer a meet in the middle there. I think that it's good to have some level of a relationship. You want to be friendly. It's great if you can have a friendship with the person that you're working on the air with. But there are moments, to Regis's point, that you want to say, wait, wait, don't tell me about your weekend because I'm about to ask you about your weekend.
And, yeah.
And you know what Reed would do? He would walk across. He lived across the street, and he would walk over there. It'd be in the 8 o'clock hour. I don't know. Let's say 8:15. He'd walk right into his office, and there would be Gelman. And Gelman brings him in a bunch of newspapers and says, has circled some articles. Hey, you might like this. Take a look at this. Anything that you want to talk about, he's writing things down. And then Regis would just do that, get his makeup on. He'd be listening to Dean Martin before every show. And then he would go out. And the first time, as the story goes, that he would see Kelly Ripa and talk with her was as they were walking out and saying hello to the crowd. Keeping it fresh.
Okay.
Keeps it fresh.
You know, one other thing he does before every show, before every show he did? Have someone moisturize his arms until they glisten. That's not true. That is true about Luke Bryan. Just in case you didn't hear that, Steve.
Oh, I did not
Luke Bryan, before every one of his shows, has someone moisturize his arms to the point where they glisten.
Steve, you need to do some renegotiating, dude.
No one
exfoliates
me.
Yeah, so you can
me.
Have someone exfoliate and moisturize your arms until they glisten before every show.
That's weird.
Really?
Hey, but can we just go back to the Kelly thing for
Please.
A second?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when somebody had asked Regis about Kelly and he's like, I haven't heard from her. I haven't heard from her once.
He says that,
since I left.
They haven't talked since he left the show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. And he was doing an interview. He's like, I don't know.
They never talked... Well, he never talked off the air anyways, so that's not even... I don't know. Yeah.
How do you feel? Do you feel like you would be able to coexist in a professional relationship like that in the world of performing where you don't talk to that person at all and you just save all of it for the air?
I would say the only way that would work is if there was somebody doing all the work for you. Like, obviously, you have to have discussions about, like, in your case, a shoot that you might be doing.
Sure.
Or there has to be some kind of communication. Otherwise, there's no understanding of how you both work.
Well, and I also think, I think it's nice. I don't think it always needs to be this way. But I think it's nice to have feelings of you like them.
Right.
And, you know, because I think that builds trust. And I think that the only way to do that is, well, not the only way, but a lot of that can happen off the air.
Yeah. And this is kind of interesting because Marley and I, before the show, we'll give you a little peek behind the curtain here.
People are dying to
know. I know. Stars.
The phones
just
are ringing
like
off the hooks.
We'll let you in.
No, but I mean, before doing our show, we, like, you'll start I'll start to tell you a story, and then
I'll be like, what? I didn't hear you. I wasn't listening.
And most of the time. And I'll go, do you want to know, or do you want to find out on the air?
Yeah.
And then that way you can decide for yourself, like, is this something that I can plan something around, or should I just have that element of surprise?
I think for people that don't do a job like this, that is the normal way of doing it, is some sort of meeting in the middle.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure, Steve, you have with Elizabeth as well.
Yes, we'll share some stories before we go on Twin Cities Live, and then other things we'll just say, hey, don't even look at that part of the script. I got something I'm going to tell you. Yeah. I've got some sort of video that I'm going to show you, and we just want your authentic reaction. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. We'll say, Steve, I found out that you're an old man, and I have a reason and firsthand knowledge why. And I'm going to tell you that today at 10:30.
I can go with that, or I can go with less information. I have, something. There's something I found out about you.
Boom. Found out something really surprising/ not surprising at all about you.
Hey, wait a second. I want to apologize, I suppose, for driving
to
safely.
To all the drivers who were behind you.
Yeah, for well, here's one
were
technicality.
You in the left
hang on.
Lane, Steve.
There's a technicality.
You better not have been in that left lane, mister.
Just chill out and listen.
He's in the left lane with his left blinker on the whole time, driving 40.
Well, guess what? You might call me a slow driver, but guess who was driving behind me the whole time?
That would be Arthur.
Thank you. There are other lanes. There are other lanes where you could pass me if you want to be Dale Earnhardt and you just want to let the fumes out. You can pass me. But maybe she thought, wait a minute. This is maybe, oh my gosh, maybe God put this pace car in front of me. This is my guardian angel. And guess who got to work safely yesterday? I did, and so did Amy. You're welcome.
She goes, I know that car. I know who's in there. I'm going to see how long he's going to keep it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well.
Oh, gosh.
All right,
Steve.
Well, we get some other stuff to ask you about, because we came across this story about how kids ask 73 questions every single day.
I have a story about that from this morning.
Okay, good. Half of which parents struggle to answer. So we also want to hear from our listeners at 651-641-1071. The question is, what was the last question your kid asked you that you had to fake your answer to? Okay, so give us a call. We'll get to that. We'll hear Steve's story, too, coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Donna, Marley, and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment, live from Waxing the City, Highland Park.
Yes, it's great. Come over here now.
It's on Pinehurst. This was really easy to get to.
Pinehurst in Cleveland. I don't know. This is my old stomping ground. I could get here with my eyes closed.
Really?
Yeah, I went to high school like 4 blocks from here.
Oh, cool. Yeah, this was really easy to get to.
Yes,
and it's beautiful.
It.
And this is a Santa stop, a Santa Project stop.
Bring your donations to the families of the Ronald McDonald House of the Upper Midwest. They'll have a great holiday then that way. They're going through a tough time this year during the holidays. So if you bring gifts, and we've got all sorts of ideas at our website at mytalk1071.com, ideas for babies and, you know, kind of everyday things, anything that you think would make a good gift is probably going to be a great thing for these families.
Gift cards are great too.
Yep. Yeah, you know, gift cards, especially for the older kids, like an iTunes gift card.
Absolutely. Target, whatever you can bring by is going to be really appreciated and definitely put to use.
I've got a technical question.
Oh, please.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, everyone. Do those gifts need to be wrapped when they're dropped off?
No, they don't.
That's great.
No, Marley's, they don't at all.
Nope. We were just admiring some of them, too.
And you can drop them off now while we're here broadcasting, but you can drop them off at any of the Waxing the City locations throughout our Santa Project at any time. So it's great. They have 9 locations.
Okay. I don't know what that noise was, but in the meantime...
She's got a frog in her throat.
I don't know what that was. Okay, so Steve, we thought we would save this for you since you are a father of 3.
Yes.
Apparently, kids ask 73 questions a day from 6 o'clock in the morning, according to researchers. It all starts at 6 a.m., and it doesn't let up until bedtime, a total of 14 hours of questioning.
It's a parents, lot. It's interrogation.
I mean, fathers field the most questions.
That's
mothers deal with 413 on average each week, and almost one-third of the 1,500 mothers and fathers polled said that constant interrogation is exhausting. 4 in 10 say their kids' interest in the world make them proud parents.
So we do want to know, when has your kid asked you a question that you didn't know the answer to and you had to kind of scramble and come up with an answer? 651-641-1071. And we want to hear from you, Steve, as well.
Well, what I experience is just, it's the repetition that beats you into the ground.
Why?
But here's how they ask Well, yeah.
Why?
Here's how they ask questions.
Okay.
Or even tell you something. Hey, Dad.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you want to know what?
Yeah.
And if they just skipped that and told me, I would get about 4 minutes back every day.
I
Do you
have
know
a
what,
friend.
Dad?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what? Yeah, what,
That's
bud?
So funny.
Guess what?
What? What?
That's
huh?
so funny
what?
You say that. I have a friend whose nephew right now, and that's my friend who has a child, and so I am regularly around babies. I know it's shocking to everyone.
It is.
But the nephew, that's his main thing right now. Nothing doesn't start with, do you want to know what?
Do you want to know what?
Everything. Yeah, do you want to know what?
Do you want to know what?
Do you
want to
know what? Do you want to know why?
I'm going to tell you this. Dad, do you want to know what I did today at school? Yeah, but you could also just say, Dad, at school today, I did blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I guess I haven't talked to them yet about that small change in technique that could really help them save a little bit of energy and help keep Daddy engaged.
I love that the broadcaster in you is coming out. It's like, okay, how can we say this in the fewest amount of words possible?
You got to hook me from the beginning. Tell me what you're going to tell me. Tell me, yes, and then tell me what you told
headline.
Me.
It's cute, though, because he wants to tell you, but he kind of thinks he wants to make sure that you're interested almost.
That's how they see, are you going to be engaged in what I'm about
yeah.
to present to you? Yes.
Yeah, because they're waiting for you to ask them.
It is cute. But you also hear, you know, mom and dad, that phrase comes out. So, mom.
Mommy.
I've started a new rule at the Patterson household. In fact, the other day, to reiterate the rule, I opened the door and I said, I will not be summoned. So the rule is this. If you want to ask me a question or you want to update me on something, come into the room. This is good practice for anybody.
Oh.
Come into the room that the person is in.
That
so
is that,
because
good.
If you yell yeah. one way, hey, mom, do you want to see what I'm doing? Then I'm yelling back to you now. This is not how civilized humans communicate.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do, you must come to the room that the person is in who you're looking to speak to, whom you're looking to speak to.
Such a good idea.
And again, 651-641-1071.
We have loyal listener Charles on the line.
Oh, goody.
Charlie, baby, what's happening?
Hi, Charles.
You're on,
Charles. Are you there?
Charles, buddy.
Left us.
Oh, geez.
Man. All right, I'll call back. But in the meantime, is there anybody else on the line right now, Ryan?
No.
Okay, so do you want to hear the top most challenging questions that parents are asked?
Yeah.
Yes. Why do people die?
That's a tough one.
Have you had that one, Steve?
No, I've not been asked that.
Where did I come from?
Haven't, thank God, been asked that.
Oh, good.
You haven't?
No.
What is God? How was I made?
Okay, these are, yeah.
What does we can't afford it mean?
Oh,
geez.
You know, let me jump in. I've told my children, I guess, many times because they'll say, well, why does Dad have to go to work? And so I have explained to them at some point that when I go to work, I make money and that allows us to pay for our house and meals and et cetera. So one day, just trying to have a cozy moment with the kids, is before anybody left for school. And I said, guys, you know what? What if I just quit my job and just don't go to work? And we just hang out forever. And my son, who's 5, turned to me without thinking and said, what, you don't want food? Like he had learned the lesson so much.
I know,
do
you
not
get this? Throwing it back at you.
Do you not understand the trickle down, Dad, of what your immature emotional response would lead to? For the love, go to work, Dad.
All right, we got Kirsten on the horn.
Okay, great. Hi, Kirsten.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. So, what was the challenging question you were asked by your child?
Well, it was funny because he's not young. He's almost 16, and he just asked me this last summer. There was a bird's nest that had baby birds in it. And eventually, so we'd look at it every couple of days and see the progression, and one day the baby birds were gone. And so he said, Mom, do you think baby birds leave with their siblings, or do you think they just all go off on their own way when they get pushed out of the nest?
Good one.
And I said, well, I don't know. Kate, I think they probably all go on their own way because they have to go get food and that kind of thing. And then, but the funniest thing is he said, okay, so Andrew, his big brother, he said, Andrew baby birded me. Because Andrew left and didn't come back. I mean, he's around, but he's older and has his own life. And so it was just a cute moment. Because I'm like, oh, so you've been upset this whole time because Andrew left and didn't come back.
Look, it's like a metaphor. That
got so cute.
Sweet.
I thought you meant that he was baby birded as in his brother chewed his food. That's what I. That's my connotation of baby birding. You know, you chew the food and then you baby bird it. You put it into the baby bird's mouth.
Right. Wow.
Happy to hear that that was not the case. And in fact, it was a very cute story.
Yeah. Instead, he was just abandoned. That's good.
Yeah, that's right. Happy holidays, everyone. If you're just tuning in, it's My Talk 107.1.
Good times. Thank you. You know what my father would have said? Look it up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Look it up.
Especially
make
with
me
Google.
Do the work.
Especially with Google now.
Exactly.
You could really do it. Imagine, I mean, your father would just be in his heyday saying, Google it.
Yeah. Do your kids know how to Google?
They do not.
Okay, so they're, I guess you'd have to spell Google.
Here are a couple more. When you die, who will I live with?
Jeez.
Okay. Why is the sky blue? And why can't I stay up as late as you?
These are all good questions. These are all good questions. And frankly, many on that list are questions that we never stop asking. And
do you still get, like, every time you answer a question, then you get, why? Because blah, blah, blah. Why?
Yes, we were because in a why blah, blah, blah. Season this summer where I just couldn't believe it. I felt like someone had been placed a bet with my children at the beginning of the summer and said, just see how many times you can say why before the vein in dad's forehead comes out.
Exhausting Steve talking about it.
Yeah, I don't like that we're going here. Guys, I'm away from it all right now.
Oh, that's right.
It's true.
Well, this will lead to our confession coming up at 11:30 this morning, which is, what secret thing do you do alone in the bathroom? Maybe you're hiding from your kids and you want to have a sandwich.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Sure. We are going to talk about, though, Golden Globe snubs and also how Netflix trolled its own users.
Yep. We're live at Waxing the City. Highly.